So, will scientific advancement detect the existence of God? If not, and what is the reason other than that he is non-material? There is a saying that believers need no reasons and non-believers accept no reasons. So, when it comes to inferences, as I said, God cannot be subjected to experimental tests. He is not a material being. He is not controlled by us. Electromagnetic waves are still something, their production, their transmission, their reception, are something which we can control. So God we cannot control. So it's not just because He is not material, but rather because He is higher than us. He is superior to us. So therefore, we can't subject Him to controlled experiments. And from the scientific evidence, now inferences can be drawn. Now, is that inference a persuasive, a decisive inference? That will depend on a person's preconceptions. That means, say for example, I talked about this, the correlation between human intelligence and world around us. So what is the explanation broadly for this? There are three explanations. One is, it is by chance. Well, that is not satisfactory because the sheer number of correlations, sheer precision of correlations makes it questionable. So even the scientists have found out that the probability for all these correlations working out is so astronomically low that it will not work out. Then, the other explanation of course could be God. There's an organizing principle who has made the world in a way that it's understandable to us. But some skeptics, they come up with another explanation, it's parallel universes. And they say, whatever, if you say that the probability of, you know, particular thing happening is one in 10 trillion trillion trillion. Let's say there may be 10 trillion 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 universes, and we just happen to be in the universe where this one probability came out right. So now the parallel universes are actually, they are not only unobservable in practice, they are unobservable in principle. Just parallel, there is no scientific way to prove them at all. They are not just in practice unprovable, in principle they are unprovable. But there are many many atheists who tout that as an explanation. They try to explain away the impossibly low probability by postulating an impossibly high number of universes, parallel universes. And they say, for example, if I toss a dice and if it falls 6, the probability is 1 out of 6. So if I toss it 10 times, each time it falls 6, so something is fishy over it. How could it be? Every time it's falling 6. So you say the probability of that is 1 by 6 raised to the power of 10, whatever it is. I'm just giving mathematics. They will say, no, just as you are tossing a dice over here, there are that many universes in which somebody else is also tossing a dice. And there it is all falling different. You happen to be in the universe where it all falls right. So now, there are many scientists also who find this just as pseudo-scientific babble, just babble. So the idea of parallel universes, they may be a mathematical postulation, but as a way to explain away the design of the world, the precise correlation between our comprehensive capacity and the nature of the world, that is, it borders on irrationality. But still, the point which I am making is, then in this world, if somebody doesn't want to believe in God, then there is no evidence that can force them to believe. So in that sense, God will be a matter of inference. And whether from this evidence, this inference is reasonable or not, that is something who doesn't want to accept, they will always debate it. There was one of the most prominent atheists of the 20th century, Anthony Flew. In fact, he was a in 1950s, 1960s. He wrote several papers which very strongly postulated, promoted atheism. And he was considered one of the most prominent atheists. And in around 2003 or 2004, you know, he became a theist. And he didn't accept any religion per se, not accept any his spiritual practice, but simply based on scientific inference. He felt the same point about the correlation between the number figures in the universe. So he wrote his autobiography at the end of his life, you know. It is like, if you look at the book, it is, there is no God. And no is crashed out, and there is a. There is a God. So his life journey was from there is no God to there is a God. So there have been not just atheists, but world famous proponents of atheism who have been swayed by the evidence. And they have he accepted more of a deistic conception of God, not a theistic conception. Accepted God as the as the creator, not so much the controller. But still, he did accept the idea of a God. So I would say that future scientific evidence can provide more patterns which can point more persuasively towards God as an inference. But whether that inference will be compelling enough for everyone, that is debatable. It's unlikely. But those who want to explain it in some other way, they'll always find it some way to explain. The Mahabharata, even when Duryodhana saw the Vishwarupa of Krishna, not only saw Krishna himself, he saw the Krishna's Vishwarupa also. He said, you know, Krishna is just doing some magic and showing some forms. I tell him, he sent a message, tell him I am not afraid of him, I can also show many forms. So for one who is determined to disbelieve, there is no evidence that will be enough. Okay?